All right, we're back. Died. Mallory, I'm so sorry you're sitting through this. I am, but I'm not.
Sorry, not sorry.
Hashtag.
Sorry, I'm sorry, not sorry.
The concatenation.
Ooh! Did I nailed it.
Concatenation.
No, that one was off.
Stop.
Don't. Say it one more time.
Specific.
No. You see, no.
Burglarized.
No.
Say burglarized, I'll say concatenation.
Ooh, you already said it. Yeah. Too late.
She
tricked you.
John
that
Mark
was tricky.
And Steve Tuckey join us here from the Concatenation Convention. Now, we haven't even talked about where this is going to be at, when it is. I mean, when is this?
So we're on Jackson College campus.
All right.
On Saturday in Burt Walker Hall. It just got renovated about a year ago. And so we've got the big community rooms there for all the big presentations. And we've got some breakout rooms, classrooms nearby. It's all self-contained. We've got lunch coming, and it's free.
Free lunch.
So, yeah, there is a free lunch. Come on out, and you can get a free lunch and come see some presentations. It starts at 10 a.m. and runs until 4 p.m., and then we have a live band plan after that.
Right there, Burt Walker Hall.
Is it going to be Wesley and the Crushers?
No, it is the Orbiters. It's a jam, like kind of a space shoegaze jam band. Fun. Fish of the Stars.
All right, thank you.
Fish of the Stars. Yes. There we go.
Do they know the song that's played in the cantina in A New Hope?
No, they don't do that.
I don't think so.
Maybe. They know it, but they're not going to play. I'm sorry to disappoint. They're not going to play that.
But, you know, we invited musicians.
You look so disappointed, Scott.
But I just wanted to say, it's not just presentations. There's, like, a game room. There's a listening room where there's War of the Worlds is playing. There's going to be a science fiction short film, a couple other things. So it's going to be lots of different stuff. There's going to be a bunch of vendors, exhibitors there. We got a couple local comic artists. And the one we haven't talked about yet is we've got John McCrae coming. And he is a guy that's working on a current Image comic and worked on Mars Attacks comics. So he's coming. And this is one of like three North American appearances this year. So one of them is Jackson, Michigan over at Burt Walker Hall. So
we're going to find out more. But first, we got to give people a chance to win. Let's play Over or Under. All right.
Let's do it.
John, Steve, we're going to ask you three questions. You guys can team up. All the answers are numbers.
We're in trouble.
And our callers are going to have to guess whether or not the actual answer is over or under your answer. Up for grabs, we have 10 free coffees to Kelly Express Mart and a gift certificate to the Jewel of Downtown Jackson, the Michigan Theater.
It's Comic Weekend at Michigan Theater. Tomorrow you can see Logan. And Saturday, the 24th, you can see Justice League. Film starts at 7 p.m., doors open at 6:30, and the admission's only $5. That kind of tied in with what we're talking about.
Is it the Snyder Cut?
Yeah.
768-4 hits, 768-34s, followed by an 8. That is the number to call. We need a contestant right now. Give us a holler, but right now, let's head in to the questions. Here we go. Oh, wait a minute. Let's get a call in here first. All right. Good morning, K105.3. Who's this?
Aaron.
All right, Aaron. Are you ready to play with Steve and John here from the Concatenation Convention?
For sure.
Yes.
Concatenation.
Nailed it.
Thank you very much.
Yep.
You sure?
Going to give myself a point there. Okay. There we go. Aaron, hang on the line. We're going to ask them the questions. Yep. Here we go. Question number one. Approximately how many steps does the average American female adult take in a day?
Oh, that's a tough one.
How many steps on average does average American female take in a day?
Now, is that mean, median, or mode?
Oh.
When you say average, because I mean, as
we're
a
trying to attract people to this convention.
I think there is something wrong
with
his microphone.
It?
I don't know what happened to his
it's
microphone.
It's malfunctioning.
The math teacher.
The universal translator's been turned off. What's going on? No.
All right, John. Okay, John, I'm going to go.
How many do I think?
Yeah, what on average?
Oh, let's say, let's go with 5,180.
5,180? We lock it in.
I like it.
Question number two. How many paintings did Vincent van Gogh sell in his lifetime? How many paintings did Vincent van Gogh sell in his lifetime?
Yeah. We're going to go with two, Scott.
Two. We lock it in. And question number three.
In what year
did the Boston Red Sox purchase Babe Ruth from the Baltimore Orioles?
That would be 1918. I think.
1918.
Yeah. 1918.
We lock it in. All right, Aaron, here we go. We asked Steve and John approximately how many steps does the average American female take in a day?
Steve and John said 5,180 steps in a day.
Actual answer, over or under 5,180?
assuming that I'm about average, I'm going to say over.
You would be correct.
Ooh. I got that one wrong.
5,210.
Oh!
5,210.
Woo!
So close.
It was close.
All right. Nice. How many paintings did Vincent Van Gogh sell in his lifetime?
Steve and John said two. Just two.
I'm pretty sure he sold none, so I'm going to say under.
You're going to say under? You'd actually be correct. It is under. It was one painting.
Oh, man.
One painting. And just for funsies, Aaron, in what year did the Boston Red Sox purchase Babe Ruth from the Baltimore Orioles?
1918.
Is the actual answer over or under 1918?
Ooh, I would say over.
I'm sorry, you would have been wrong on that one. It was 1914.
Ah. Dang it.
But you were so close. Congratulations to you, Aaron. You have won 10 free coffees to Kelly Express Mart, a gift certificate to the Jewel of Downtown Jackson, the Michigan Theater. Plus, you also have got a Summit Orthodontics Creating Better Smiles t-shirts, before and after school appointments available. And they also offer Invisalign and financing for all of your orthodontic needs. Aaron, congratulations. What station just made you a winner?
K105.3.